Hi, and welcome to JCB Radio. I'm your host, Cody Powers. With me this week, as always, is...
Miller. I'm going to say it to my dad.
And joining us new to the show is...
Aaron
Sims. Yay! We're back to the three-man crew, finally. So we're back to full capacity.
Jordan Rodman.
So is he our Dennis Rodman? Are you Scottie Pippen?
I'm Jordan.
You're not. How's that you, Jordan?
I'm the only black guy here. I automatically get Jordan.
Look, man. Right. We're going, hey. Justice for Trayvon.
Just AJ.
All right, so getting into this week's podcast, we're going to start doing it every 2 weeks because that's a better format for everybody, I think. That gives us enough time, unless there's a big event like, you know, any of the E3 podcast, any E3, TGS, anything like that.
Like PlayStation decides to go to DMR.
DRM, Jesus Christ. You've been saying DRM all day.
God, I'm feeling it.
So, just some kind of things to talk about, you know, kind of get into what we've been doing. The last couple weeks, I've been playing back through Bioshock Infinite. You know what I just thought about? Hold on. I wonder if that might... And the miracles of radio, we just took a little break, had to adjust something that was going on in the store. But, like I said, I've been playing back through Bioshock Infinite on 1999 mode, and it's retardedly hard. It's probably one of the most difficult games, especially since I'm playing with a broken controller. I really need to buy a new controller, but I'm so cheap. I've been playing that. I've been playing a lot of... been playing the Wii U. I've been playing back through... I don't know, it's getting close to football season, so I need to play. I got to get my Madden fix. So I'm playing last year's Madden. Man, you ain't played NCAA football. Man.
I used to play Florida Gators.
Anyway.
Roll.
Don't even go there.
Take his mic.
mute.
Mute.
So I've been playing that. I've been playing. I'm really starting to look forward to starting to get that season to where games are actually about to start coming out again. But we'll get to that in just a second. But Duke, what have you been playing?
I'm still thumbing through that. It's taking me a while. Procrastination is key. But actually, I've gotten pretty far. It's actually pretty good. I'm not gonna spoil it because I know you want to play it.
Too, yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm not gonna do it. I've been playing through the Warriors. They have the Warriors on DLC for PS3.
Warriors. Such a bad game.
Come out,
God,
play.
The game was awful.
Why do you think the movie was good?
The
game is even.
The game is not good.
Dude, I don't care what you... I guess it's my black guy. I mean...
so you're going... I mean...
I'm thinking it's because
it
I like...
Race.
It comes down to race.
No, the game is just... I mean, the first 5 minutes where you're learning to beat up guys is really fun. And then after that, that's the entire game.
Beating up people.
But there's only three moves, dude.
Why don't you... No, there's more
Man.
Moves. There's more moves if you know...
Dude, you just stomped the dude on the ground. That's
it. On the ground. I don't care. There's nothing like
you and Bryant. You and Bryant can argue about this all you want. I'm right. It's a bad game.
Whatever, man.
Bad game.
Good game, Rockstar.
Whatever. So what else you been doing?
Actually went and finally listened to you and got Arkham City.
Woohoo! One of the best games.
I like it. I like
of last year. For sure.
I couldn't of last year.
That's a really. It's probably one of my favorites of the whole generation.
Yeah, it was actually. It's actually pretty good. I mean, I just. What did I just do? I haven't played for like 3 days.
God, where did I just get to?
This is great radio with you stalling, by the way.
Yeah,
just to let you know.
I'm just not going into Mr. Freeze.
You still got a ways to go. You still got tons of stuff to do.
Yeah, I still got tons of stuff to do. I'm just not getting into Mr. Freeze. So,
Is that all you've been doing? What about you? You've been playing any VG games?
Well, I'm a diehard Madden fan, so I play Madden.
See, it's not that weird to play the last year's Madden this close.
And then, I'm about to pick up The Last of Us, and I also here recently
if you don't
started
fix,
playing.
If my PS3's not fixed by Friday, I'm gonna fire you.
Okay,
just saying.
And then I'm also I've just now recently started playing Red Dead Redemption or Undead Nightmares, so
such
I'm really
game,
wanting
dude.
To see how that turns
and see, this
out.
See, this is like one of those times of year, like everybody goes back and plays old stuff because there's nothing else
nothing
to play.
Dead period.
It's like you open, you go into GameStop, and there's like, there ain't shit out, and this store is full of games that I've not even played. Guess
right.
I'll start playing Black Ops again.
Well, I'm going to buy Battlefield 3 and just start playing through it.
I've got Battlefield 3. I played it a little bit online, but I don't have to get enough internet connection.
I think I'm going to do the Joey Pals thing. Shout out to Joey Pals.
Third episode in a row.
So you are on a roll, sir.
No, but, I thought about picking up a mobile hotspot just for my house so I can
so I can play online.
So I can play online.
From the Best Buy,
like a prepaid.
We got mobile hotspots for $1. $1, everybody. Just run your credit and get approved, yes, sir.
That was the official sponsor of the episode, I guess, if we're just going to do that.
Shout out.
Talking about games that are coming out, at least this month, starting in it really, like, I know August is pretty decently sized month. I mean, you got Pikmin 3 right off the bat, which I know no one cares about but me because I'm the only person on the planet that has a Wii U. After that, though, you've got DuckTales Wii U.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You got a Wii U?
See.
What?
Wait,
no,
I've got every system.
Look at this guy. So there's two of us in the world.
There's two of y'all in the world.
So, so DuckTales, August 13th, the remake of DuckTales, which I'm really excited about. That game was so hard when I was a kid, I couldn't beat the moon level, so.
I quit playing DuckTales.
But those games, if you think about those games were so good. Like DuckTales, Chip and Dale, Tailspin, like all those games were so good.
Memory Lane.
Rescue Ranger.
Yeah.
I mean, it, Disney made so many good games. Like, even think about, Aladdin on the Sega was really good.
Dude, that game was...
The Lion King was really good.
Lion King was alright.
I remember playing Lion King.
Those games are so
Animaniacs.
Animaniacs.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just us being, we were kids playing those, but I'm sure they're not that terrible.
Maybe if you go back and play it, we'd just be like,
So now, you know, after that, you've got Splinter Cell and Saints Row on the 20th. I'm really excited about Splinter Cell on the Wii U. I'm going to play it on that just because I bought the damn system. I need to play some games on it. I know I could get it on Xbox and I can do that. But, man, the Vita's going to pay off in, 3 months.
Yeah,
don't worry.
3 months. I'm pretty sure.
So, you know, September it's going to pay off because freaking Killzone comes out.
New Killzone.
That's the only thing I'm waiting on, man. I'm waiting on Killzone. That'd probably be the only game I play on.
Grand Theft Auto
5. Boo. I'll probably get Grand Theft Auto 5, but I just don't care enough about it.
It's going to be legit. It's
got to be legit because 4 didn't intrigue me.
So, and then you've got on the 20th. Saints Row 4 is going to be cool. I mean, it's more Saints Row. It's more ridiculous.
It's going to be ridiculous.
You know.
Yeah. I just can't play through it. I don't think it's.
I gave up on Saints Row after the first one.
The first one was really bad.
2 was better. You should have played 2. 3 was actually pretty good.
3 was a lot of fun,
yeah,
I thought.
It was a lot of fun.
But the thing that I think, the reason that I don't think you're going to play Grand Theft Auto, dude, is because Final Fantasy 14 is finally releasing on
PS3.
I
think it's 20. Because it's black.
7th. Well, yeah.
Man, if I got takes over.
So we got the 20 Final Fantasy coming out on the 27th, and then of course Grand Theft Auto is starting to really finally roll out to where.
Thing when the Interplay guy comes back out until NBA 14 comes out.
Yeah. So, in some news this week, we've got the Halo Spartan Chronicles, which is for Windows 8 phones and tablets.
It's the only person on this side of Mississippi.
Yeah, so all of you that laughed at me, I'll get to play the new Halo before you will. The new Halo Spartan Chronicles on my Lumia 822. I need to get the 928, but I'm not going to. I'm probably going to wait until they... Yeah, I'm going to wait until they roll out the 1020 variant.
I'll probably switch to Windows then.
You will not.
No.
So that looks really good, actually. Like, I think they're... I know me and you watched the trailer of it the other day, Duke, where, you know... It's a top-down...
Top-down, if you have, any Android phone or anything like that, it's like Dragon Hunter, or is it Dragon Hunter or Dungeon Hunter?
Dungeon Hunter is what you're thinking of.
It's similar to that, but, I mean, it's Halo, so it's going to be intense. I was thinking it's going to be like Halo Wars. Anybody remember
it kind of looks like Halo Wars.
Halo Wars sucks.
No, you're garbage. You didn't
suck.
Do you play strategy games?
Get off my podcast.
The what?
Take off your
mic. Halo Wars sucks.
No, but do you...
Halo
you
Reach
like,
is where it's at.
Halo 4 was better than Reach.
Reach was good.
Reach's story was really good, though.
Reach's story was
good. I still need to beat Halo 4.
Like Halo 4 was better than Reach?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
I like Halo 4. I have to give it to them.
They came...
I liked Reach.
So Ratchet Into the Nexus is also coming out. I'm a huge Ratchet and Clank fan. I was really disappointed by Full Frontal Assault because it was terrible. But this is going back to actual Ratchet. Not All for One, not stupid four player, not we're going to try to make it a tower defense. We're just going
to
make a freaking Ratchet game the way we've made them for years, and they're really good.
Nintendo Wii, so everybody can play.
Yeah, no, I just want to play is it so wrong that I want to play a single player platformer and I don't want to play multiplayer? I don't want to have friends, and I don't want
to
play a platformer multiplayer.
I used to be that way.
Then
I got friends.
I mean, no, but I mean, seriously, I was playing new Super Mario Brothers on the Wii, and it was like, you can play with an extra player. I was like, why would anyone want to play Mario Brothers with two players?
Because it's Mario Brothers.
At the same time?
At the same damn time.
That would be impossible. Like, it would be, like, I know it's possible. I just don't see how it would be fun, because I'm going to want to just hold B and run through the level and just jump really fast.
Yeah.
That's how I play Mario. I don't stop and explore and hit every block.
He goes the time
I just run. Yeah, I just run as fast as I can. Which is why I'm so excited about Super Luigi U. I need to download it. I need to beat Mario U first so I can download it, so I can buy Luigi U.
Happy birthday, cuz.
Yeah, today's his birthday, actually. Luigi's 30th birthday. We'll save that for topic of the week. Yeah. So, the last bit of thing that I've got, two things, actually. So, Smash Brothers announced a new character. They announced Captain Olimar from Pikmin, which no one, again, is excited about Pikmin but me.
Captain Falcon, Smash Brothers.
Falcon? But Microsoft is going to bring back the big news of the week is they're thinking about bringing back some of the original One features, because as soon as they announced they canceled all the features, people got mad again and were like, no, we want some of it, we want features back.
They were like, whoa, dude,
yeah.
Dude,
the guy, you know, because they fought Don Matrick, the guy that was being a big huge D-bag to everybody,
yeah.
He quit and went to Zynga.
Really?
Yeah, so he's gone from the company completely already.
When did that happen? I hear nothing about
that. A week ago. Yeah, so he's in charge of Words with Friends and or Draw Something or some crap. Yeah, so, you know, what's the system going to launch? I mean, how cumbersome and confusing is that launch going to be? They just need to get a clear message.
They're going to have like five.
They're going to have another event, I think.
You're going to have to update your Xbox One like 15 times before you play.
Yeah, but playing a PS3, we're used to updating it because
yeah.
We never. You haven't played your PS3 in a week and a half?
Updates.
Updating for 5 days now.
So the big, I guess we'll go to topic of the week is, it is Luigi's 30th birthday. I didn't know that till today. So July 14th, 1983 was the first day of the original Mario Brothers launched. So that was the original day where he was actually playable, the little two-player arcade game. Wow. So, I figured we could kind of talk about a little bit, you know, go back a little bit and, you know, see the thing is...
Be like, back.
So the thing, yeah, no, I should get some way back, like the TARDIS noise or something and put in there to, but we, you know, we were talking about it earlier today, we were talking about, you know, Luigi's been almost more, I mean... The good games that I can remember, we talked about, like, Super Mario Brothers 2.
Yeah.
Man, everybody played as Luigi because he could jump higher.
Legs kick, man.
just kicking
like,
for life.
Go,
especially,
Luigi.
Like, when you were fighting Birdo that first level, man.
Mm-hmm.
Super hard to play as Mario. As a kid, I only played as Luigi because he could jump higher.
Right. And ran faster.
Jumped higher.
He was just a better person.
Mario Kart, same way. I always picked Luigi in Mario Kart. I don't think... You know, in all honesty, I think the only time I've actually had to play... If there was an option to not play as Mario, I don't think I'd usually play as Mario.
Nope. Like Smash Bros.
Yeah, Mario Kart, I never play as Mario.
When Luigi
Mario
finally
Kart
came to
always
Smash
plays Bros. Donkey Kong.
Ooh, Donkey Kong? Yeah, Donkey Kong's good in Mario Kart, too.
Slow,
he's slow, but once you get going, though... He's like
up,
Bowser, too. Like, I used to play as Bowser, and then...
I used to play as Toad and Yoshi.
Toad and Yoshi. Yeah, man, Yoshi. But see, we always used to fight over Yoshi. Like, if you picked Yoshi first, like, you had to...
Yoshi was the takeoff guy.
Yeah.
He was like, had that.
Especially Mario Kart 64.
Princess.
Pro, yeah, Princess was good, too.
Princess was
genius. So, you know, going into, like, Smash Brothers 1, like, you know,
he wasn't
in the first one.
Only time
I don't think.
Mario
yeah, he was. No, he wasn't. Yeah, he was. Luigi?
No, he wasn't in Smash Brothers 1. He didn't get into Mario until...
Smash 2. He was in
Smash
2.
2.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because it was Mario, Kirby,
yeah.
Link, Pikachu, Captain Falcon,
Fox,
Samus, Jigglypuff.
Yeah. Jigglypuff.
Sadly.
Was that it? Was that only
Kirby.
8? I said Kirby.
Shit, no,
yeah, I think there was got him.
Wasn't Ness in there?
Yes, Ness. So there was 10. Yoshi. There was 10. There was 10 original characters.
Really? It seemed like it was more.
I don't know. People were probably screaming at their mics right now, calling us idiots because we can't remember.
Right.
But for the most part, I mean, Luigi, I remember to get Mario, to get Luigi, you had to do something ridiculous on Smash Brothers Brawl. Or Melee to get him. And, like, your numbers had to line up perfectly at a time you knocked somebody out or something like that. It was ridiculous that but he was really good in Smash Bros.
Oh, yeah, he was ridiculous in Smash Bros.
Mario and Luigi Superstar Sagas were always really good games.
Yeah, I liked his, the Mansion game.
Luigi's Mansion. I really want to play the new one on 3DS, but...
Yes, Luigi's Mansion was actually really good. It was different. That's what it was.
Luigi. It was so short, though. Like, I bought it with my GameCube. I bought it and Smash Brothers Melee with my GameCube. And I played through. I go home and I'm all excited. I hook it up, get a big thing of popcorn, some Cokes, being 12. And then after that, it's just like.
Flashbacks.
Yep. And then after that, I'm just like, is this already over? With my 59 block, 8 megabyte memory card.
Man, 8 megabytes.
Yeah, Master Hand. Yeah, man. So I think other than Mario and Luigi Saga, the next game I can remember, that was probably another Mario Kart, and then Brawl, Super Smash Bros. Brawl. He's really good in Brawl. Brawl was cheap though. I didn't like Brawl as much. Really? I liked it because it had Sonic in it, and I was murdering people with Sonic. But
did Brawl have Sonic in it?
Yeah, had Sonic and Snake.
I didn't play it, Sonic.
I use Sonic a lot in that game. Pit had a bunch of good characters in it, so I'm really excited about the new one. I'm hoping that they don't screw it up.
Pit was my dude.
They probably will though, knowing because it's Nintendo and
those freaking sword guys were the blue hair and red hair.
You're talking about Marth and Roy. Roy was in the freaking original Smash Brothers. Mm-hmm. Damn, I'm freaking terrible at this remembering stuff. I should have wrote all these notes down instead of thinking I could come off the top of my head. That's what I get for being sick.
Being on that ish.
Yeah, well, no, it's called a cold, Duke. they happen pretty regularly. When weather conditions change, they go from hotter than hell to normal overnight.
Horrible.
Link is in the original Super Smash.
I thought I said Link.
Yeah, we said Link.
Just pull the roster.
Luigi was.
Just pull the roster.
Luigi wasn't in the original, was he? That's what it says.
Man,
I don't remember Luigi being there.
You had to beat him. Like, I think he was like one of the last characters.
Shit, was he?
No.
Yeah. Before Megan. Yeah.
You on Wikipedia?
Master Hand.
So anyway, well, I'll let Duke research it. Y'all research it and figure it out for sure. Because we need to have a definitive answer who was in Smash Bros. 1 before we derail this anymore. Yeah, Pikachu was there.
Yoshi.
We were talking a little bit about it last week. It's kind of died down now as far as a lot of the people just hating massively on Xbox One, I think.
It's like they're either hating on them or they're calling them chumps for going back on their word.
I kind of think that's it, man. But, obviously it didn't matter because Amazon, this is something I didn't cover during the note, the original part of the show, the original news part. They're completely sold out of their initial launch shipment from Xbox One and PS4. Completely sold out.
You probably didn't get a system until March.
Yeah, pretty much. So, I mean, I know GameStop's already out, so, I mean, I don't know at this point if you were wanting to. I'm going to pre-order a system.
Too late.
I mean, I guess Best Buy's the last spot?
No, Best Buy sold out of Xbox.
Are they really?
Yeah, they're out of pre-orders.
I knew
I was wanting to pre-order, and I guess it's too late.
You can probably still pre-order a PlayStation.
But I've always been a Microsoft guy.
Me too.
Yeah, I mean, see, this is the argument we've been having kind of in between ourselves, because we're all Xbox people, but, I just believe that. I just kind of feel like Xbox has lost me. Like, I don't feel like I don't feel like I'm their core customer anymore. I don't feel like the guy that spends a lot of money on video games is their core customer. I feel like it's, mom who wants to watch,
kids
who uses their Xbox for Netflix, for uses it for Hulu Plus, who uses it for this, and those things are great. Don't get me wrong. That's
cool,
awesome. I don't give two shits about it. I want to play Vigi games on my Vigi game thing. And when they came out and they said, well, you can watch NFL. I already have a box that does that, and I paid $90 a month for it. I have Dish Network. You best believe Dish Network is going to be like, nope, we're not letting you hook your... No.
No, Dish is not going to let you.
No. Stupid Dish Network.
Didn't they say they was partnering with Dish or something?
I have connections, ties.
I love Dish Network. I've had them for years, but they're stupid. I hate them. I just can't. I'm not going to go to DirecTV. It's like, I'm too lazy to. Like, it's the reason I never cancel stuff. I'll probably have magazine subscriptions for years. Because I just don't. I don't want to be that guy that calls and cancels anything. Like, I literally called Dish one time, and I was like, all right, you know, if I can't get my bill lowered, we're gonna cancel. And they're like, okay, cool, we'll send you a box. And I was like, but let me think about it. Like, I just didn't expect that. But, you know, I'm not their target demographic anymore. I don't feel like the core gamers are their core demographic. Like, part of me thinks that there are going to be people that, like you said, like, I've always had an Xbox. All my friends are on Xbox. And that's true. The only person I have on my friends list that's consistently on my PlayStation is this guy. You know, in... What?
He named Star Fox.
No, I named Star Fox. Just name all the original roster.
No, okay. So continue what you're saying.
So, I think that, you know, it's going to be about ecosystems. It's going to be like, well, all my Call of Duty friends are on Xbox. You know, people are going to have to make a decision, but to me, you know, PlayStation has the games I want right now. Like, they're going to have Killzone. They're going to have, you know, Infamous. And Infamous is one of my favorite series. And God bless, if they announce Uncharted, I'm going to lose my mind.
You know they will.
Yeah, and as soon as they do, I mean, because, well, that's what I'm sitting here thinking about it. You know, we've been having this discussion in the store talking, you know, for weeks now. The reason I'm getting a PS4 is because the franchises that I love and want to play are on PlayStation. I love Halo more than any. I love Halo to death. I've been playing Halo for years. But the only thing is that, you know, looking at it, when I talk about games that really impacted me or really, you know, meant a lot to me, it's Infamous, it's Uncharted, it's Metal Gear Solid 4, it's games that you can only get on PlayStation. I don't have those same,
I feel like,
experience. And I know you're playing through The Last of Us, and you can probably say if it's kind of one of those memorable experiences like that on story-wise, but I just feel like playing through the Uncharted trilogy, it's like, that's a story that really just connects with me, and I love that. I love those characters, I love those stories, and I don't get that on Xbox. I get, you know, Halo, which is great, but I'll get Gears, which is the dumbest story of all time. It's, I hate their story bad.
I'm such a diehard.
That story
Gears
is awful. The combat's great. Don't get me wrong. The game itself is great.
I actually like the story. Like, Gears of War 3, when Dom drove the, you know, big
spoiler,
truck.
Spoiler, Dom drives a truck and explodes a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, you know, takes himself out for the team and mentions his wife. I mean,
so his wife in the second, in Gears of War 2, when you meet Dom's wife, and it's like, I've got to save Maria, and you get there, and she just instantly dies. It's like, well,
so much for that.
Thanks, bro. Then the next thing you know, they're like, we got to get ammo. Get behind cover.
Get behind cover.
I really hurt my voice to do that.
My name's Marcus V.
Yeah, like, it's just like, man, I mean, like, show a little emotion. Like, you're better, like, and in the third one, they did try to fix that, but the first two, it was just like, you're just, I mean,
my name's Mark,
you're a soldier.
He's basically the Kratos of Gears.
And I hate Kratos. I hate God of War. I hate God of War almost. That's probably my worst franchise of all time. Kratos is the world's biggest dick on the planet. I don't understand how anybody likes him at all.
Because he's a dick.
Well, I know. I mean, I get that. But, like you're chopping up gods because you're angry and you're vengeful. That's fine. But, like.
People like dicks.
But there's, like. Yeah. But there's, like, so I just need to mark this one explicit. But there's a guy. Like, there's just this guy, he's, like, carrying buckets of water, minding his own damn business, and you just run up and chop him up for no reason. That guy wouldn't do a damn thing!
Right.
Like, why? And then, like okay, so, like, I remember I think it was in God of War 3, maybe? Like, there's this gate, right? And you could easily just, you've been murdering people all day, like, you can easily just lift this gate by yourself. But, like, instead, you, like, take the guy, jam his head into the spinner, and then spin the wheel. Why? The guy... He wasn't doing. He was just. He's guarding the gate, man. If you'd asked him to go by, he'd have probably let you. Because if some dude comes up with chain blades on his arms, covered in blood, I'm going to be like, cool, man. Here you go. I'm just going to let him go.
Here you go.
I just saw a man decapitate a minotaur and rip it in half. I'm going to let him go.
Right. I don't stand a chance.
But, I mean, that's why I want to play my games on PlayStation, is because the games that I connect the most with are there. I mean. So I know.
I feel like Halo's losing its touch. I feel like if they keep going,
they kind of brought it back with 4, but it was like
Reach hit home pretty good. But
well, yeah. Reach's story was really well done. Like you knew,
like a prequel.
Well, because it had that sense of impending doom. Like you knew, like bad things were going to happen to these people. Like,
well, yeah, they had already.
Yeah, I mean, they were already. You knew they were already dead, but like that's seeing the way and like fighting for them to survive. You were like, this is cool, but. I know they're going to die.
Right.
But the Reach's story was awesome. I haven't beat Halo 4 yet. I need to beat Halo 4, but Halo... I really need to. Man, I've been busy. I got stuff to do. I got Wii U games to play.
Don't judge us.
Yeah,
and I, you know, I don't know. I mean, what franchises do you just really connect with on Xbox that makes you want to buy that system knowing those franchises are coming?
Exactly.
So, I mean, I would say Fable, but Fable 3 burned me pretty bad. Fable 2 was so good. Fable 3 burned me.
I didn't like the Fable 3's level-up system on my powers. I mean, I like combining my powers and crap, but I just didn't like that I had to go to a treasure chest just to get my powers.
Yeah, and the Fable 3, the way you're the king, and I mean, it's a good idea, right. But like once you're the king, I mean, aside from the DLC, which I bought the DLC when they gave Fable 3 away just because I wanted to finish it, you know, the full story after the DLC.
Yeah.
And I mean, I was done in an hour and a half, 2 hours, and it's like, okay, so I'm king, somebody tries to assassinate me, I kill him, great. We're done. Have a nice day. They could have done a lot more than that. Like, once you became king, the game ended. It's like, well, you know, there's going to be people that were loyal to your brother or that want all the... They could have done so much more with it, and they just stopped.
My town's very empty. I'm just going to say.
You know, I mean...
I always have dark.
Aside from Halo and Gears, I mean, there's not... I mean, I like Forza. I really like Forza.
I don't like racing games. They don't.
I do like racing games. I think if they brought back, like, Underground, like the original Need for Speed Undergrounds, it would be awesome.
Burner. To the window! That was like that's what I think about as Underground when they first pull up.
Mm-hmm.
That was such a good game. And Need for Speed Most Wanted was really good. I don't know if you played it. Most Wanted was a lot of fun. I
never got to play the Criterion version. Was it good?
So good. I played it on Vita. Yeah, it was really good.
Y'all can have it.
Man.
I play it. I just don't care.
They just never come in first, that's why.
If you can't shoot outside the car and say, yeah, Nick.
Grand Theft Auto coming
Grand
right
Theft
around.
Auto I thought coming out.
So, I mean, you know, that's the reason, you know, we can argue semantics about, oh, it doesn't let me play used games, but, you know, they don't have the games I want anymore. And I don't know if it's
really.
My taste changing. I don't know if it's me becoming an old man.
I think it's because you don't got a taste in the next.
They bring back Halo, like Halo 1 and 2 were. That would be
Halo
their 1, selling point
Halo
to me.
Halo 1, all right. Halo 2 is what
Halo
really
was,
sold me.
Yeah.
Halo 3 sold me even more.
Halo 2 was the best.
Halo
in my
2.
Opinion.
Halo
You're
2
out of your mind.
Halo 3.
Halo 2's maps were really good. The single player was that cliffhanger.
Coagulation.
Yeah. Yeah, then the
I don't care.
Ivory Tower
Halo
was 3. So good.
Halo 3, bro. That was the seller.
Which one do you prefer?
Of Halo 3 or 2?
Yes.
I like Halo 3 more because I had more... I mean, Halo 2 I spent more time with.
Yes.
That was a game like
game.
All our
it.
Friends, all everybody, every night was playing Halo. Like, just... That was it. I mean, there was no other game other than, like, Rainbow Six occasionally, but... Like, I liked Halo 3 because of the, you know, the integration, the newer integration to Xbox 360.
Right.
Like, that got all my friends that were still
Halo
clinging
2.
To Halo 2 to come into Xbox 360.
Halo 2 was definitely the starting point of me loving. Like, Halo 1, I played Halo 1. I mean, I liked it. It was different at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm moving my Microsoft. But,
yeah, you're good. We're not redlining with you.
But Halo 2 was definitely the start of me, like, I'm addicted because that online multiplayer and...
Yeah, and I mean, you gotta think, I remember, I mean, we've talked about this before on the show, like, I specifically remember going and getting my mom's credit card, giving her $50, because there was no prepaid Visa, you couldn't do the prepaid point, your cards at the time, like, you had to have a credit card.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I remember having to con her into letting me do that at 13 or 14, or God knows how old I was.
So you can set up Live.
So I could set up Xbox Live, yeah, so I could get my name and everything. I just, you know... I don't know. I mean, for me, those games aren't there anymore. They're just not. And you know, I'm playing Bioshock Infinite right now, but I mean, I'm playing it on my Xbox.
But if you think,
I could have bought it for my PlayStation and been fine. The only reason I bought it for my Xbox is because I just don't know why I bought it for my Xbox.
I was like, you can't even explain it. Just,
I really don't.
It's like
I just walked into the store and I just was like, my brain. I mean. Because my Xbox is my primary console. Every Madden, everything that I've ever bought, I bought
just,
for Xbox.
I think it's just the fact that
I love Madden on Xbox.
My shooters are my Xbox.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Like single player games and stuff. I just want to kind of thumb through on my PlayStation.
But like when I'm looking at like you know something like Skyrim or something like I bought Skyrim on PS3, which was a terrible mistake. But
yeah,
you know I buy like I don't know. It just depends. I guess what the game is like.
Honestly, I think it's the fact that I think Microsoft is leaning more towards multiplayer anyway. They're leaning on a lot of online stuff.
You know,
I mean, that's going to be your moneymaker, though, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, but like I said, Bioshock, like I bought Bioshock, I bought the season pass, I bought the damn strategy guide, I got all that stuff.
And they have a lot of exclusives too.
And
I mean, as far as
not really.
No, I'm talking about like as far as first hit from DLC.
Yeah, for
that's
sure.
That's what I mean by
But I mean, to me, there's no reason that I bought that on Xbox. I don't know why I did. It's just because my brain told me to. You know, like.
It's your primary console, dude.
Yeah, but I mean, now that. But I mean, if I want to play. But what's weird is that's my primary console, but I play more on my PS3. True. Like, if that makes any sense. Like, I play Uncharted. I mean, I've beaten Uncharted 3 probably three times, actually.
Insane.
I'm playing through that on Crushing. I'm killing myself with. Bioshock Infinite on the hardest difficulty, and then Uncharted 3 on the hardest difficulty.
You ain't going.
It's, yeah, it's, I'm not going.
Even a level
this is not going well. I just play until I get just stuck, and then I switch games. But I mean, to me, I don't get that kind of experience on Xbox, and I know some people do. You know, I guess systems are different to every people, because I've got a group of friends that we've been playing games together for years, and I've kind of fallen out of that circle just because of, you know, I guess my tastes in gaming have changed. I don't play a lot of multiplayer online games anymore.
Right.
But, you know, they're still playing FIFA together every night. They're still doing... So, I mean, I don't see them switching to PS4. They're just not going to, because if one of them gets an Xbox, another one's going to get an Xbox, and then they're not going to... If two people get an Xbox out of the group of five, and those other five are undecided, they're going to jump to get Xboxes no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I just think it's not really bad. I mean, it's just the way, I guess, the ecosystems work. You know, we're still going to have Xbox 360s, I think, unless, you know, mine just dies like my PlayStation did. But it's had a good life. I've had it for 6 years.
It's currently sitting right here.
Hey, man, it's part of the show right now. It's given its... In case it can't be repaired, this will be my PlayStation 3's final send-off.
It needs... Yeah.
R.I.P.
Yeah, if it can't be fixed, I'll probably honestly I'll be really upset. I don't know, we'll see. Hopefully it will be, but I've had it since when did Metal Gear Solid 4 come out? So 2007 maybe? 2007, 2008?
I was going to say 8.
Yeah, I've had it since that. I've got it with I got it with Metal Gear Solid 4. So I've had that PlayStation since then. It's been tried and true, old faithful. You know, and I don't know, man. I just think that it's going to be different this generation, and I want people to vote with their wallet and just quit complaining, man. Like, there's nothing worse to me than the people that are complaining about the Xbox right now. Like, I mean, we complained about it, but we were like, okay, I'm just going to vote with my wallet. I'm not going to make them change something.
Right.
If you don't like it, don't buy it. You know, it's just same thing with, you know, it's capitalism. If you don't want to buy an iPhone, don't buy an iPhone. They're not going to try to beg you to buy an iPhone.
Right.
But, I don't know. You guys got anything else before we wrap this show up? We've been rambling for about 30 minutes now.
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
I mean, what franchises would make you want to buy an Xbox? I mean, what key franchise would make you want one? Like, if you could have any franchise, like Microsoft exclusive at launch, what would you have? I want another Perfect Dark.
Ugh.
Shut up. Zero was good.
Ugh.
Shut up. It was good.
You can have it, bro.
I downloaded it again the other day for like $3.
You can have it.
It's so good.
You can have it.
I mean, can you think of anything, honestly, that'll make you... I mean, you gotta think. I mean, they're bringing Killer Instinct. They're gonna have Forza. I mean, they're gonna have... You know,
Halo will eventually come on.
Titanfall looks cool, but Titanfall's a timed exclusive.
Yeah, it's a timed exclusive. It's an eventual thing. Learned that the other day.
Yeah, I mean, so it's gonna be a lot, man. I mean, I think people are gonna have a lot of decisions, and the fact that I've asked you twice and neither one of you guys have came up with a key exclusive makes you really just want to buy that system.
Well, if they picked up where Gears of War 3 left,
no, Gears is not.
Gears 3 though,
seriously.
It kind of ended. It kind of ended at an end though. I mean, I don't know where they could really go unless there's some that they just missed.
Right. Like I spent so many hours playing the first Gears of War. I mean, countless hours, probably hundreds online. So I also love the story. So.
I mean, you know, there'll be another Gears. You know, there'll be more Halo, Forza. Fable. You know, I kind of would like to see... I'd like to see him try another Crackdown with an actual true open world.
Shadowrun.
God, Shadowrun was so good. No one bought Shadowrun, but it was so good. That was the first game, PC versus Xbox. With games for Windows Live.
We were just talking about that earlier.
Plays a troll or an elf or a human.
The integrated Microsoft.
Yeah. We were talking about that earlier. I believe Xbox and PC would be the first.
They tried it, and nobody bought it.
No, they did. No, I'm not talking about that game. I'm talking about they did it. I can't remember.
Shadowrun.
We were talking about.
Shadowrun, and I think they tried it on. I don't know if it was on one of the Halos or Battlefield, because it was an achievement. It was like I think it was like all over the world or something, something like that. It was basically play a match with a PC player.
It would have had to have been Battlefield, because Halo's never done that.
Yes. Well, I've been talking about building a PC for Battlefield 4.
Yeah, that was... See, I'm just going to...
I can't get in... Man, I said last week on the show, I played Warframe and Blacklight Redemption on PC. I respect PC gamers. I can't multitask. I can't do it. I can't do it. My fingers, they're too small. I don't know.
All I got is these tiny little hands. I just think, you know, PC gaming is really, looking at the Steam sale this week, it makes me really wish I had a good PC.
But I really wish I had the Steam to play those PC games.
I don't want to pat Old Faithful here, in fact, that she may turn off, but, you know, my PC's not good at all. It's 5 years old. I mean, but to me, I'd rather have, like, a Surface RT or something small that I can carry around and not necessarily have to have, you know, a giant PC, but if I can hook it up to my TV, I mean, I guess that's part of it, but a PC for Battlefield 4 would look really, really pretty, I'd have to say. But since I'm dying and can barely talk, we're going to wrap the show up. As always, if you guys have any questions, hit us up, jcbradio@gmail.com. Like us on iTunes. Please give us 5 stars. As always, I am Xbox Live Health Space Pack, Xbox Live, or PSN Health Pack, one word, same thing on Wii U. Duke Miller's his gamer tags are ridiculously long, but if he wants to give them to you, he can.
It is Xbox Live, XXMILLA731XX, I was in a clan, don't judge me.
Yeah, we're going to judge
you. PSN, okay. On PSN, it's MILLABOI. OFSTW, Miller Boy of STW. And good old Aaron doesn't play more.
Alright, my life is Big Boy Sisk, all caps, spaces in between.
How'd you say last name?
Sisk, S-I-S-K.
Gotcha.
So I'm trying to add you on my phone right now, so that's what I'm doing, sorry.
Yeah, Xbox Smart Glass, you ain't got it.
I just have integration into my Windows phone. But continue.
And then my, I can't exactly remember how, my PSN goes, but it's Mr. Goodrich. Mr. _ all caps, Mr. _.
You win. Name of the year.
Just continue, sorry.
Mr. MR _ Goodrich G00DWR3NCH.
I can't believe you have a Wii U. I just didn't know that about
you.
All right, guys. Well, hit us up next week. We will be back. We're off next week, and we will be back with our regularly scheduled programming. Hopefully, I'll be over this cold and actually be able to talk and not sound so nasally and crappy. But if not, Duke may have to run the show next week because I'm not going to be able to talk. All right, guys. Well, this is JCB Radio, and we are out.
Out.
Out. Out.